lights out, we're underway. It's Motorsport Republica podcast.
Juan Mir, welcome to Motorsport Republica podcast. Thank you so much for giving your time. It's great to have you on.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
It's great. We're just talking about Phillip Island and the weather. It's kind of cold, not cold, but very windy. How do you find the track and the winds at the moment?
You know, man, I associate this track always with this weather.
I
cannot imagine this track without wind.
Yeah, it's
part
wild.
Of it.
Everyone we speak to, the first thing they talk to us about is rain or wind at the track.
Completely, and sometimes when it's raining, also it's windy. So it's always hard. It's part of the challenge.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
You've always been good here, though, Juan. I remember being when you were in Moto3 the first year.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the second year, and we were watching at turn four. I was watching at turn one, which you watched turn four, and you were just outbreaking everybody.
Yeah.
Like it was like they were sitting still. It was like the most amazing thing we've seen. We always talk about it.
We always talk about it on the podcast. We always refer to your breaking in turn four.
In turn four.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the day you won the title. I think you won the title here.
Won the title I made my debut on the World Championship here.
Oh, really?
In 2015.
Yeah, wow.
I made the wild card.
Yeah,
here.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And this has been a very special track for me because I made my debut here. I won the title in Moto3. I've been in Moto2 also. I've been always very, very. The year that I've been here, I almost win.
Yep.
I was fighting with Brad.
Yeah.
And then in MotoGP also the first year. With the Suzuki, was probably the best race of the season for me in my rookie year. So it's a track that I always enjoyed a lot.
That's good. I love it. Honda has made some massive progress this year.
Yeah.
How have you found that? What has changed with yourself and Honda?
What changed the most is the bike. Everything now works in a better way. It's not that we change everything, just we improve what we had and we put probably all together following the correct direction, and that has been the key, no, to being able to move to do small steps forward without making a huge revolution on the bike. You know,
it's really good to see. Everyone wants to see Honda back up there. They've obviously been a powerhouse for so long, but it is amazing to watch Honda, which has obviously been very challenging for them at the same time, but to finally see these steps of improvement. I think you've got a podium in Montegi as well.
Yeah.
It's good to actually visualize it and see it as a fan as well. You can really see the steps being made. It's great.
Yeah, completely. Also, mentally for the rider is very important, because once you understand that you have the package to fight for something interesting, your approach into the weekend is different.
Yeah.
Confidence, and it's all it works. It all works. I know.
And it, for me, it's difficult to find the balance of. Has been always difficult for me. This is something that I've been working on it, but I never probably felt comfortable without being able to do something good. Or I cannot be between. That moment that you feel that you don't have the option to win, but I will try to give the 100% anyway. It's difficult for me. Has been always difficult.
Very competitive.
Or I go for it, and I have the opportunity to go for the podium, and then I try to be always quite constant on it. But if not, to be constant mentally, I struggle.
Love it. Interesting.
There's definitely like a Honda light at the end of the tunnel. It's the light, you're there. Like it's been an amazing few weeks, and it's so good to see it, and so good for the sport. MotoGP
completely.
As a whole. Yeah.
Yeah. Needs it. Can't just have Ducati winning everything. It gets boring after a while.
Exactly. We need
need a Japanese back up
we
there.
We need Japanese back completely.
Make Japan great again.
We are trying.
What do you do? What's your hobbies outside of racing? What do you like besides motorcycles?
Now my life changed in the last 2 years because I become father.
Yep.
And so the free time that I probably had before to do different things, now I spend with the kid.
Yeah.
But my therapy is always the training, no?
Yeah.
Is where I have time to be, to rest, to have... to clear my mind a little bit, to don't think so much about the races, just think about trying to find the peace on my mind, trying to be as much prepared as possible, and to arrive in a race saying, okay, I give the 100%, to now give the 100% on track, no? So that has been probably a very important part in this difficult moment on the races.
How confident are you this weekend? Do you think the Honda will work around Phillip Island?
Yes. We have to consider that this is a special track, yeah. Probably as Mandalika.
Yeah.
Because yeah. Mandalika for the Michelin carcass was completely different tire, so that always opened a room of people struggling, and some surprises can happen, as we see. And also Phillip Island is a track that or you get the feeling fast or you struggle during all the weekend to get it.
Yeah.
And because it's super fast, is also the front tire is a tire that we never use during all the year, so we just use this asymmetric tire here. So it's about feeling, it's about a bit this.
Yeah. It's we're talking to some of the Moto 3 guys, and they're racing with a hard tire this weekend, which they've never done or haven't done all year. So
with a hard.
Yeah. Oof. So they're going to go out there in the morning on Friday and go, we've never raced this tire before. It's going to be so challenging. So, you know.
Yeah, it's strange because here you never know if the sun is out, it's super hot, and then the feeling with the bike is completely different. And if it's cold, to make the tire work always has been a challenge. Yeah. Even the rear.
Yeah. Wow. That's really it's interesting. It's this weekend is going to throw up. It can throw up such a wild result. It's quite open. You know, anyone can really podium this weekend. Like, obviously, there's no Mark. Bez looks like he's got a double long lap. And, you know, Honda's coming. There's KTMs are fast as well. Like, it's so open. Like, it's one of the most open Grand Prix, I think, for the season.
Yeah, I see a bit this weekend on that way, no? It's important for us to get on that positive spiral, you know? And now that we come from a podium in Japan, from a top five in the sprint race, then bad luck on the on that race in Mandalika. I would like to get back this the Sunday in Mandalika and try to move forward and be there, no? Here we say that is a special track, but it's a track that if you make a good result, you get a boost of confidence. Unbelievable.
That's good to hear. And like, Honda's been coming for a long time, even consistently for yourself. You have been in like 6th, 5th places during the races. Unfortunately, you know, you've been taken out a few times and everything like that, which is unfortunate. But they really have been coming, and it's, you know, we've seen that the whole way through this year, and it's very, very exciting, that's for sure.
Yeah.
In my case, was difficult to put the result together, no? Because when you are moving from being the last bike on the grid or fighting for that back positions, the moment of that transition of being slow to becoming fast again. So it happened to me when I was riding the Suzuki, honestly. We spoke about it many times. When I see that another surprise rider was in front, the first thing you do is try to overtake the rider as soon as possible.
To keep him behind you.
Because you know that they will not have the pace, so I overtake him. So a bit more aggressive than what I should.
That's interesting.
And it's a bit the respect between the riders that we have, no? So, in one time, probably, that is also for this reason, no? You have a Honda in front of you, you are with a Ducati or whatever, and you say, oof, I have to overtake this guy as soon as possible because he will go back.
Yeah.
And actually, I was not going back. I had the pace.
Yeah.
But that probably maneuvers was, creating some contacts and some crashes to other riders, and I crashed due to also a couple of times for these reasons.
Interesting. That's a great take. Interesting take. Now, Juan, we have 10 quick fire questions for you.
Okay.
Don't think too much about them. First answer that comes to your head. Favorite racetrack in the world?
Phillip Island.
We like that.
Yeah.
Favorite food/cheat meal?
Favorite food, the tortilla de patata, the omelette, Spanish omelette.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Potato, yeah. Egg, and
olive oil.
Yeah.
Mate, this man knows. Favorite sport besides motorcycles?
Don't think too much about it.
No, the cars.
Cars.
Formula One.
Formula One, yep. GT3s.
Yeah, cool.
Do you watch Le Mans 24 Hour? Anything like that?
Not all the race, but yeah.
Yeah,
interesting. I like it. Aisle seat or window seat?
Sorry?
Aisle seat in a plane or a window seat in the plane?
Window. Okay. Window
team. Apple or Android?
Apple.
I like it. Pineapple on pizza?
Never. Forbidden.
Who's the most famous person in your contacts on your phone?
Rafa Nadal.
Oh, that's a good
very,
one.
Very good one.
That's a very good one. That's
the best answer.
That's our best answer. Do you have any hidden talents?
Probably yes. I'm very good at barbecue.
Okay. Oh, yeah, nice.
But yeah, I'm saying this to Australia people, so probably
you're talking to two very hungry Australians. Yeah. Right now. So come over to your house. We'll test it out for you. Would you wheelies or stoppies?
Wheelies more. Yeah.
I like it. Last one. Would you rather win a race on the last corner or win by 30 seconds?
Last corner.
Last corner. You're a showman.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for coming on. Yeah.
Thank you so much.